Phoenix Books presents Dragon's Dawn, written by Anne McCaffrey. This performance by Adrienne Barbeau is copyright 2015 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 1993 Dove Audio sound recording.
The Pern Colonial Expedition had reached the most exciting moment of its 15-year voyage. The three colony ships, the Yokohama, the Bahrain, and the Buenos Aires, were finally approaching their destination. In offices below the bridge deck, specialists eagerly awaited updates on the reports of the long-dead exploration and evaluation team that, 200 years earlier, had recommended Rukbat's third planet for colonization. The trip was one way. It had to be, considering the cost of getting over 6,000 colonists and supplies to such an out-of-the-way sector of the galaxy. The Pern expedition was composed of committed and resourceful people who had chosen to eschew the high-tech societies of the Federated Sentient Planets. They expected to manage on their own.
"Only a little while longer, Paul," Emily murmured, "and we'll both be able to lay down the weary load."
She stifled a groan and then grinned, her blue eyes twinkling. He grinned up at her, knowing it had been as difficult for her as it had been for him to escape the blandishments of technocrats who had not wished to lose two such charismatic war heroes, Admiral Paul Benden, who had prevailed in the Cygni space battle, and Emily Bowl, governor heroine of the First Centauri. But no one could deny that the two were the ideal leaders for the Pern expedition. Most of the 2,900 colonists on the Yokohama had passed the entire journey in deep sleep. Personnel essential to the operation and maintenance of the three great ships had stood 5-year watches. Paul continued to absorb the...